Chapter 1. What does it mean to live with purpose? I felt once more how simple and frugal a thing is happiness. A glass of wine, a roast chestnut, a wretched little brazier, the sound of the sea. Nothing else. Nikos Kazantzakis. Happiness, life's holy grail. It is both the ends and the means, the alpha and the omega, the blue highway to satisfaction and the destination sought by each of us rambling travelers. People go to unimaginable lengths to chase happiness, choose careers to make big money, spend that big money, look for love in others, poke around every nook and cranny of life, often to discover that happiness remains perennially elusive. Others forego the quest to seek out happiness and do nothing more than walk the beach with friends, change diapers while humming to the baby, and volunteer at an animal shelter, only to find that happiness is their ever-present companion. The search for happiness is hardwired into our DNA. The yearning is universal, transcending age, gender, geography, vocation, and personal circumstances. Throughout history, it has been a lifelong pursuit. It is a journey that is as rich as the destination is rewarding. It was once believed that happiness was in the domain of a select few, the kings, nobles, poets, and philosophers. Socrates argued that this was not the case and that happiness could be achieved through human endeavor. He fiercely believed that virtue and happiness were inextricably linked. In fact, the ancient Greeks had a word for happiness. They referred to it as human flourishing, and they called it eudaimonia. The Sanskrit word for this, for happiness and bliss, is ananda. Too frequently, people look for happiness in all the wrong places. They turn to external factors. Everyone loves to be rewarded for a job well done, so it is easy to associate the reward of happiness with some sort of indulgence.